So, yes. All right, so I'll do a quickie. It's totally in a lot of machlokesim in amongst the shenim. But the way that we own Makabo and Lemaisa is that the world will be 6,000 years until its destruction, until this new world. Now, so you shouldn't get confused. When we talk about Gehenna, we talk about Gan Eden, we're not talking about Tchias HaMeisim. We're not talking about Olam HaBa. It will go with Ramchal. Olam HaBa and Tchias HaMeisim, that's a new world. Olam HaBa is a newfound world. And that's what Tchias HaMeisim is. When we talk about Olam HaZeh, there's Gehenna and there's Gan Eden. And that's the death, and that's the times of Mashiach. So what happens is, when a person, dies, in the first 6,000 years of the world, so his body's buried, his neshama goes to Olam HaBa, or goes to Gehenna for its tikkun. And if it's Olam HaBa, it just gets to it, and has all the hadah. In this time, there's a Chorban HaBayis Rishon, a Chorban HaBayis Sheni, and then in this time, there's a Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the third base of Mikdash, when Mashiach comes, and you have Mashiach, Ben Yosef, and the whole world at that point continues living the way it is right now, except for different conditions. You know, Klai Yisrael becomes the Sultan, there might be some type of lack of Yetzirah. You know, you look at the Rambam's discussions, the world becomes the perfect world the way it should have been. But it becomes a perfect Olam HaZeh, the way Olam HaZeh should have been. With regular people, and there'll still be business, and there'll still be death. And that continued on to year 6,000. So if Mashiach would have come, 100 years ago, and it would have been Mikdash 100 years ago, the world would still be, will be in Gaula, probably in Eretz Yisrael right now. You would have the option to come to America, you wouldn't take it. You'd be a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. There'll be Malchus Shamayim. Everyone would recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ayom Hu Yashem Echad Shmai Echad. Everybody would be running after the Jews. It would have been the perfect world. If somebody would have done an Aveir, he would have got punished, and he wouldn't do an Aveir probably because of that. And if somebody, there'll be Kiddush Shem Shamayim all around. It would be a very safe, beautiful, wonderful world. Everyone recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will continue on to the year 6,000. At that point, the world will, I don't want to use the word destroy, but, dissolve, so to say, dissipate. And then will become the new world, eventually, which is the Olam HaBa with the Tchias HaMeisim, where your guf and the neshama come back together again, and that's a world that's very hard to understand. That's the Tchias HaMeisim world. It happens to be, now, so, what? We don't have much time, because the odds of Mashiach will come. Again, the Cheshbonos, if you take the Cheshbon that we're in right now, if you take 6,000, so it's within 240 years, and if you, or 235 years, and if you take the Schwab's Cheshbon and a lot of other Cheshbonos that were off by 100 and some odd years, I don't remember, how many? 150 years, so then it's within the next 90 years, is the year 6,000, and that means that we all can see, and the odds are your children will guarantee. You might want to have that guarantee. Now, somebody might ask me, what's going on? It says, Kol HaMesabal Yerushalayim, Zoich V'Rob and Dechamoso, you're going to see the Bini Yerushalayim. So what happens if Yerushalayim, Bini Yerushalayim is in this world, and Tchias HaMeisim is lost his lover? So then, how are you going to see the Bini Yerushalayim? So the Ritva in the end of Tainus, before the end of Tainus, right? Tainus. Before the end of Tainus, he says it, it's a Radvaz and Chumas Radvaz, that there's going to be a special Tchias HaMeisim. But these are the Tchias HaMeisim we're talking about. That when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, so all those who were Mis'aba al Yerushalayim, who had the hearts on Yerushalayim, will get up and will see the Tchiyah, will see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and they'll die again. But there's a special Tchias HaMeisim just to see that Beis HaMikdash being built and the beauty of the times of Mashiach. And then, of course, they'll die. Eventually, I don't know if they'll die right away, but they'll die again. And that will be the regular Tchias HaMeisim. So there's a double Tchias HaMeisim. One in Olam HaZeh, And then the regular Tchias HaMeisim of Abba. But that Tchias HaMeisim is not the Tchias HaMeisim we always talk about. That in the Tchias HaMeisim. I just want to talk about it. Yeah. So first of all, the answer to that, by the way, I strongly believe the answer to that it doesn't have to be. It could have been a real long time. It could have been for the day after the Chorban. It could have been, by the way, from the day Adam Harishon, he would have continued his. If he would have made it through the day, possibly, so then the world could have been tikkuna for all its years. If after Matan Torah, we would have, if it wouldn't be chayta with a chayta ego, that concept Mashiach, we would have had the world could tikkuna to all its years. Based on Mikdash, it could have been after Churban Bayis Rishon, before Churban Bayis Rishon, by Bayis Sheni, it could have been immediately. That's Achi Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will make it as quick if Klai Yisrael is zeicher for it. So really, it's a long-term process. If not, it will be the Itab, Itach Hishana. If it's not, it will be in its time, and its time means no matter what's going to happen, no matter how bad we are, no matter what the circumstances is, it will be at the last possible moment, will be the year, the way the Gemara says is the year 6000. So it can be a long time. And even, so a person could think, one minute, the other way, if I know it's year, 5,999, and it's 350 some odd days, is it worth it for me to do tshuva so that I bring the Mashiach earlier? Yes. Yes. Because let me ask you a question. If you're sick, and you're ill, and you're in pain, is it worth getting healed even for one day earlier? Yes. You don't push it off. And that's the time of Mashiach, the healing of the world, you'll feel it. So even if it's one day, it's surely worth it. By the way, when you say, Animami ben Muna Shleima via some Mashiach. What's a Muna, what's a Muna Shleima? So I'm going to go like this. I'm going to just show you a very interesting thing. Mr. Azra, we're going to do a business deal. It's year 5,999. According to the Cheshbon of the Gemara, that in one year Mashiach is going to come. Okay. I go to Azarod, and I say, Azarod comes to me, and Azarod says, you know, he wants a car, he wants to buy a car for me. I said to him, oh, sorry, it's not Mashiach, sorry, not the Mashiach, it's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. At that point, I say the car, I can have a car that can last for 10 years, and a car that will last for 1 year. Which car would you buy, Mr. Azarov? 1 year, see? It's a magnet in the year 6000. Let's say it's 5,999, right? And I go to Azarov, and Azarov comes to me and says, you know, I want to borrow $1 million from you. And I'll pay it, right? I tell you, $1 million. So I'm bigger of a case here. So it's hard to think of it. But he wants to buy $1 million of it. I say to Azarat that I'll give it to you, right? You know, so it's, put it this way. What does shleima mean? That you're willing to give up all your money. Yeah, a day before Mashiach comes, I'm going to ask that Mashiach will come the next day. That's a Munah Shleima. You know, that you're willing on year 5,999, you know, 363 days, you know tomorrow's Mashiach's coming, and you're willing to bet all your money. That's a Munah Shleima. Okay? Yeah.
Why doesn't Rabbi Gross sit down?
That's a personal question. The Frankfurt said Judaism is a personal question. That was an answer. Yeah, answer your question. Oh, what was your question?
I said, I asked you if it's true that I don't know where it's from. Something from it says that the world's going to go back to what it was before.
Well, I know what before means. Before
no,
what?
Not the world. Everything's going to go back to what it was before if there's a certain amount of time to
Yeah, after 6,000. the world goes back to its almost like a Tohu Vohu, and the world is recreated.
The same that's what it means? It means
yeah.
The world.
It's a total new world.
Oh, so that doesn't mean everything. No, it's, I thought it means that everything's going back to like what before, before the world. Like, it was just God, and that's it, Hashem, that's it.
Yeah, right. At one point, then it's a new world. There is the two parts. After Mashiach comes, the world goes back to Adam Arishim Flochet, so to say. Comes the perfect world. So that's the beginning, it goes back to the beginning of the world. After the year 6000, it gets destroyed and a new world is created, where the, our bodies and our group go back together again.
That's not what it was before.
I don't know what the word before means. Yeah. Before Bereshit, that's after the year 6000. That's after the year 6000. Nothing.
Nothing. So then it goes back to nothing.
Because in a new world, a Ruchnius world is created. The original Gemara says.
So first goes back to nothing and then something else is created.
Right.
Okay, so that's
well, so to say, whatever that means, it's hard to understand what it means. It says, Ki v'kah Hashem tzor alamin. It's a passage you can say in Uvol Tzion. Ki v'kah Hashem tzor alamin. So the Gemara says, tzor alamin formed worlds. Worlds is Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. And the Gemara says in Menachos, Ki v'ka, Ki be Yud, the letters Yud, and Hey, the letter Hey, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzor Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, formed the world. Ki v'ka Hashem, Tzor Olam. Ki the letters Yud and the letters Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, formed the world. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh was created with the letter Hey, and Olam Haba was created with the Ois Yud, Mishma Yud. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why the Hey? Hey is the Mugashri, and Yud is the Ruchni letter. And Olam Haba is more of a Ruchni type of world. It's a different type of world. We have the Hasogim. It's hard to grasp that. Yeah.
Well, people living in the time of Mashiach.
Will they be subjected
to the
Gehenna or Olam Haba? After they
die? Yeah. Well, if they're living in the time of Mashiach comes,
Sure, that's what I'm saying. Until the year 6000. Again, we're going with the shittas. Yeah. If you want to have all the other shittas, you can talk to your shoulder. My shoulder is tell you all the other shittas. But this is the shitta that we always work with. That the world will continue, but we can tikkunah. This is all our gagum, all the things we yearn for that we're talking about Leinu. The Alkei Nekavah, Shalakim, the rest, Mehera, Bitsiferes, Zech, the glory of your power. And the whole world is going to Mishtach Ve'Lakadosh Baruch Hu. And at that point, the whole world will be perfect. And the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'Hashem Melech Alkol Oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the one. This is not part of that pasuk, is the end of pasuk. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a one in the world. That happens, the tikkun ha'olam, that perfection is from after Mashiach until the end of the 6000. But there'll be a world, there'll be life, there'll be death, but there'll be a total sharon mitzvah. It'll be like, so to say, like the other rishon, kodem achet. So, you know, that's it's very interesting about the world. If you look at the world, and it makes so, it empowers its tefillah. You know, we talk in the modern world, we talk about progress, going forward. If you ever look in the tefillah, we're always talking about returning. Hashiva shoftenu kavrishayna. Bring our judges back to the original enactment. Now, you would think in terms of a world, as the world progresses, so it becomes more intelligent and there's more production, it progresses. So you would think the new judicial system is going to be a better system than an ancient system. We ask in our tefillah to go back to the ancient system. Hashiva shavtenu kavrishayna. V'yatzenu kavatchila. Or at the end, it can make our years kishanu kadmanias to the original years. Our progress is really regressive. Back to the end. So what happens in a world, there was no world. That means a world of ruchni. Pure world of Ruchni, came a world of Gashmi, with a perfect world, Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. Okay? Then came, we digressed, so to say, and we're perverted, and we changed the world, right? And that's the world in the middle. And then the world will go back to its original state. After Mashiach to other Rishon, before the Chet, to the end of the world, and then to the back to the original type of world that you said, which is the Olam Haba of a Ruchni world. So it's very interesting. And we're somehow right now in the middle of that sandwich of going back. And that's, going back is always going back to the source. The source was always the perfect. That's why it's always better. One more question, I think it's...
maybe one more question, yeah.
Gehenna is learning first Seder without a clock. We'll continue next week.